content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the September 2018 issue of Lion Magazine. We'll begin today with the President's message, titled, To Give is to Serve. Hello, Lions. As you know, there are many aspects to being a Lion. One of the benefits of being a member of the world's largest service organization is that you have access to a vast network of support. A very important part of that support is through grants from Lions Clubs International Foundation, or LCIF. LCIF is the only global Lions Foundation, and it supports the work of Lions around the world, including you. Any district has the opportunity to help its community through applying for an LCIF grant. In this issue, you'll see just a few of the many ways communities have benefited from the funds. But in order to continue to provide this kind of support, LCIF needs your support. With a goal of serving 200 million people per year, LCIF is kicking off a three-year campaign to raise funds in order to help more Lions help more communities in need. I ask that you consider how far your donation could go, and consider giving financially as another way to serve. So, Lions, let's rally ourselves. Their goal is our goal. And that from Gudrun Ingvedotter, the International President of Lions Clubs International. And now from our In the News department, nickels add up for a Massachusetts Lion. Lion Joe Elisi, who's 86 years old, of the Hull Lions Club in Hull, Massachusetts, has reached his goal of raising $100,000 by collecting and recycling bottles and cans. Every weekend, Elisi drives his truck through town picking up bottles and cans from three local collections containers and some restaurants, and he sorts them, puts them in bags, and brings them to the redemption center. I like doing this, Elisi told the Boston Globe. It keeps me busy. What am I going to do, stay home and watch TV? Hull Lions Club uses the money for its annual seniors' dinner in December, the Massachusetts Lions Eye Research Fund, Perkins School for the Blind, and other community outreach programs. Looking ahead, October is Vision Awareness Month. What does your club have planned? For service ideas, you can check out archived issues of Lion Magazine. In the meantime, World Sight Day will be coming up on October 11th. International White Cane Day will be coming up on October 15th. And International Hunger Day is on October 16th. And finally, polio outbreak underscores the needs for vaccinations. Polio outbreak in Papua New Guinea has been confirmed by the World Health Organization, also known as WHO, prompting the nation's deputy prime minister to declare a national health emergency and allocate 6.7 million kina, or $2 million, for the response. Papua New Guinea has been declared polio-free for 18 years before this past April, when a boy in Morobe province came down with a highly infectious, debilitating disease. Now others in the same community have been confirmed to be infected. Poliomyelitis, or polio, is a potentially deadly viral disease that invades the brain and spinal cord, causing permanent paralysis in small portion of patients. There is no cure for polio, only a vaccination to prevent it. Vaccination coverage in the province is low, with just under two-thirds of children receiving all three doses. According to CNN, the National Department of Health of Papua New Guinea has been working with WHO and other partners in launching a response to the outbreak, which includes a large-scale vaccination campaign and increased health surveillance to help detect illness and the presence of the virus. Next, from our Global Service Department, from Malaysia, boy with brain tumor undergoes 22 surgeries. Using determination and social media savvy, Lions in Malaysia have acted quickly to save the life of a young boy with a brain tumor. Ki Hao was 4 years old when he came home from kindergarten with a bad limp and behaving abnormally. He was rushed to one of the public hospitals in Kuala Lumpur, where he was diagnosed with a brain tumor complicated by hydrocephalus. Kehau's parents were devastated by the news and struggled to pay the medical bills, partly because they were being charged as foreigners in their home country. Kehau was born stateless, a common occurrence in Malaysia where parents must meet a variety of criteria for their children to receive the proper documents to be considered a full citizen. Stateless children can apply for citizenship, but the process is long and can take up to 2 years, often ending in rejection for no known reason. As Kehau's parents filed appeals with the state and solicited friends for donations, Kehau underwent 21 surgeries before doctors in Malaysia said there was nothing more they could do. Kehau suffered from severe headaches and nausea while remaining partially paralyzed from the remnant tumor. When members of the Lions Club of Kuala Lumpur City heard about Kehau, they stepped in to help. After broadcasting the call for help across social media platforms, Kehau was brought to multiple private Malaysian hospitals for a second opinion. However, each specialist was afraid the tumor was too close to vital areas of the brain to continue operating. As a last-ditch effort, Kehau's medical records were sent to National University Hospital, or NUH, in Singapore for review. Specialists there believed they could help. The good news was tempered by Kehau's citizenship status. He would need a passport to leave the country. Lions again went into action, helping to file the paperwork to get his application for statehood expedited. 2 weeks later, he received his passport, and after his 22nd surgery, Kehau is now recovering fast. In addition to taking up the cause of another child in need of treatment, the club partners with other individuals to continue fundraising to cover the costs of Kehau's treatment and ongoing therapy needs. And our next one is from the USA, from Mount Pleasant, North Carolina. Lions score a touchdown for vision in vision campaigns. In 1967, two Lions were sitting on a porch in Mount Pleasant, North Carolina, watching a bunch of boys play football in an old broom straw field. They wondered why there wasn't a football league for the younger kids in town. They couldn't start it, they thought, but they knew who could, the Mount Pleasant Lions. The Mount Pleasant Lions Club Youth Football League was started that spring with just one team. Several years later, the league had grown to four teams and was supported by a junior varsity group. In the early 1980s, each team was encouraged by cheerleaders, and by the mid-1980s, the league had grown to include 17 teams and cheerleaders. The past 10 years have averaged 300 to 400 boys and girls participating across three age divisions for children aged 5 through 12, says Lion Richard Bost. Hundreds of volunteer coaches lead the players and cheerleaders now. Lion Ron Herlocker, known as Mr. Football, is there to announce every game, as he is for all the junior high and high school football games. The Lions invested about $15,000 to build a concession stand and supply all the necessary equipment at the junior high where the league games are played every Saturday in the fall. Although the league was not started as a way to raise funds, registration fees, gate receipts, concessions, and an annual program book have made the league into the Lions' largest fundraiser, Bost says. It has enabled the Lions to donate more than $350,000 to the North Carolina Brighter Vision campaign, as well as 10 to small projects. Middle school and high school football programs are appreciative of the development program the league provides, and when the league sponsored a canned food competition, teams collected 625 pounds of canned goods for the needy. One of our feature stories today, A World in Need Needs a World of Lions. LCIF launches biggest capital campaign ever. In July of 2018, Lions Clubs International Foundation, or LCIF, launched Campaign 100, Empowering Service. The $300 million U.S. Comprehensive Capital Campaign is slated to span 3 years, with an impact expected to last for generations. The money raised will ensure that Lions have the resources needed to increase their service impact, fight diabetes, and expand their global causes. The goal is to empower Lions to serve more than 200 million individuals per year by 2021 and ensure that 100 years from now, Lions will still be making the world a better place. Get to know your global foundation. LCIF is the philanthropic arm of Lions Clubs International, which means one of its roles is awarding grants where they are most needed anywhere in the world. By investing more than $1 billion in U.S. Currency in grant funding since its founding in 1968, LCIF empowers Lions on a global scale. Together, over the past 50 years, LCIF and Lions have prevented avoidable blindness in millions through its Sight First program, including 9.1 million cataract surgeries, the training of more than 3 million ophthalmologists and other health workers, and upgrading hundreds of eye care institutions. Provided more than 16 million students in 100 countries with access to positive learning environments through Lions Quest. Provided the immediate and long-term needs of natural disaster-afflicted communities, distributing 4,600 emergency grants to date. Worked to bring global measles death to a historical low, helping to vaccinate a projected 87.7 million children. Supported the needs of humanity's sick, displaced, and disabled. LCIF focuses its philanthropy on specific areas of need or focus areas, helping to give shape and direction to its impact. LCIF has historically focused on vision, youth, disaster relief, and humanitarian causes. As the needs of the world change, Lions evolve to serve their communities in new ways. LCIF is evolving as well, expanding their global causes to include diabetes, hunger, childhood cancer, and the environment. Here's five things you didn't know about LCIF. 100% of donations go to fund grants and programs. Grants are funded entirely by the generosity of Lions, partners, and friends. It has a 4-star ranking from Charity Navigator. It is the only global Lions Foundation. And finally, LCIF has granted $1 billion U.S. dollars in its 50-year history. Doing good around the world. Some grants are large, while some are just for a few thousand dollars. Some projects are far from home, while others are just around the corner. But the need is global, and the impact is powerful everywhere and at every level. LCIF works in your neighborhood. In Fremont, Nebraska, a $75,000 U.S. grant to Lions District 38O enabled the construction of a sensory courtyard dedicated to engaging all five senses in children with a variety of special needs. I love taking my son there and seeing his face light up with each new sensation and sensory element, says Miranda Long of Fremont. Summer Mao, a board member of the Autism Center of Nebraska, says the sensory courtyard gives us a fun family experience, free of judgment of the abilities my children lack. There are not many situations in our community where we get to experience things as a family. The Sensory Garden Project was spearheaded by Lion Mary Robinson, a mobility specialist at Fremont Public Schools, who teaches students who are blind and visually impaired. Robinson was inspired to create the garden after hearing about the strides a young child who is blind made after he began gardening with his mother. A little can go a long way. In India, many families are unable to prioritize the education of their children, especially girls. But one woman has embraced these girls, leading to a charge to get them educated. In 2009, the Gajapatnajaram Lions of India, sponsored by the Burridge Hinsdale Oakbrook Lions Clubs in the United States, was awarded a $5,000 grant from LCIF to renovate a student dormitory in Andhra Pradesh, India, enabling 40 girls to attend classes, some of them for the very first time. Lion Sai Padma cares for her students as if they were her own children, often traveling into students' villages to convince their parents of the benefits of an education for their children. Currently, 48 girls and 25 boys are developing life and academic skills that will help them avoid migrant labor, gender stereotypes, child marriage, and other obstacles, all thanks to a grant from LCIF. Partnerships with global organizations lead to historical impact. Between 1994 and 2008, LCIF has supported the work of the Carter Center with $59 million U.S. dollars in funding to help eradicate onchocerciasis, or river blindness, and trachoma, two communicable causes of blindness that were devastating countries like Nigeria and Africa. Mass administration of the drug ivermectin, also known as Mectazan, donated by Merck and Company Incorporated, has been so successful in two Nigerian states that the program is currently being phased out. During its partnership, LCIF and the Carter Center have funded river blindness and trachoma programs throughout Africa and the Americas. Overall, the Lions partnership with the Carter Center has led to the distribution of more than 214 million Mectazan treatments in 11 countries. As a result, the World Health Organization has verified that Colombia, Ecuador, Mexico, and Guatemala are now free of river blindness. There is still more work to be done, though, and LCIF intends to provide $16 million U.S. dollars in financial support for the Carter Center's river blindness and trachoma programs through 2020. Campaign 100 aims high. Increasing service impact. Lions and LCIF are doing so much good, but there is still much to be done. Financial resources are needed in order to continue helping those in need. LCIF has committed to raising $300 million U.S. dollars over the next 3 years so that more Lions can do more good for more people around the world. Supporting Lions Service. Through Campaign 100, LCIF will expand upon its demonstrated commitment to communities, making an even greater global impact with a focus on vision, youth, disaster relief, and humanitarian work. It will also look for ways to reduce the prevalence of diabetes and improve the quality of life for those diagnosed. Lastly, it will conduct research to identify the specific areas of greatest need and opportunity within the larger causes of hunger, childhood cancer, and the environment by conducting pilot projects to gain the expertise to develop sustainable, long-term programs on local and on global scales. Join the movement. The generosity of Lions fuels the work of LCIF. Grants are funded solely through the contributions of Lions, partners, and friends, and 100% of donations go to fund grants and programs. While the main goal of every Lion is to serve, service doesn't always mean leading a service project. Donating financial resources is also a way to serve. Lions can donate individually or as a club. LCIF has developed a model club program in which local clubs can pledge to lead by example. Clubs have many different opportunities to raise funds, including asking members to give, dedicating a fundraiser to the campaign, making a gift from the club treasury, or asking community members to donate. To qualify as a model club, clubs commit to donating an amount equal to an average of at least $750 per member, which may be fulfilled on a payment schedule. However you choose to participate, it's an exciting time to be a Lion with more ways than ever to make an impact on the world. You can visit lcif.org/BE100 to learn more. And again, that website is lcif.org/BE100. What can 100 U.S. dollars provide? It can provide two cataract surgeries. It can provide 1 year of Lions Quest social emotional learning curriculum for an entire classroom, 18 diabetes screenings for at-risk individuals, 100 vaccinations against measles for 100 children. 4 people with immediate relief in the wake of a natural disaster. 14 people with access to clean water. 8 children with access to equipment to help diagnose or treat the condition. Or 14 disabled, elderly, low-income, or homeless individuals with regular access to food. And who wouldn't want to be a part of that? In club news, the Warrenton Lions Club in Virginia raises money for their club activities and charities by selling the annual White House Christmas ornament in their district. Since 1981, collecting and giving these ornaments from the White House Historical Association has become a holiday tradition. The association is a nonprofit educational organization that preserves and educates the public about the history of the White House. In Illinois, the Breese Lions recently donated $10,000 to the fire department for the purchase of a battery-operated Jaws of Life, improving their response time at accidents. The Lions are also contributing more than $5,000 toward materials for a new footbridge to be constructed in JC Park. In Michigan, the Weidman Lions Club donated $970 to the Little League of Weidman for team sponsorship and new bats. Hudson Hope Lions in British Columbia, Canada, have been providing a passenger van for the small community since the early 90s. It was well used, transporting seniors to medical appointments and more, and Lions raised $61,626 U.S. dollars, or $82,000 Canadian dollars, through grants and donations for a new shuttle bus. The Lisbon Lions of New York provided an Easter basket filled with food at the Easter dinner for the residents of Castle Ridge Manor, an assisted living facility in Lisbon. Stafford Township Lions in New Jersey assisted coaches and athletes at the Special Olympics New Jersey Bowling Competition in North Brunswick. Several members of the Hebron Lions Club in Maryland presented a 60-year membership chevron to Lion Billy Truitt at his home. The Jackson Lions Club in California donated $2,000 to the Amador County Community College Fund. The Churchville Lions Club of New York donated $10,700 to the Churchville Volunteer Fire Department to buy a new Jaws of Life tool. The new model has double the cutting power of the department's old hydraulic model. The Stafford Township Lions in New Jersey volunteered at Rock Your Socks Off, a fundraiser to support the Down Syndrome Association of Central New Jersey, and the club donated gift baskets for the event. The Brazoria Lions Club in Texas donated $5,000 to their community library and dedicated their new pavilion to the memory of Lion Scott McCaskill. Members of the Iowa Lions Club in Louisiana participated in vision screenings of preschoolers at the J.I. Watson Elementary School. The Montague Lions in Prince Edward Island, Canada, donated $5,000 Canadian, which is $3,755 US, to help fund a course for people suffering with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. The Shawnee Lions and Harrisburg Town and Country Lions in Illinois participated in a trash pickup day to tidy up the community and help the environment. Minnesota's Ottertail Lions gave out $30,000 in scholarships to graduating seniors from 4 local schools. The San Antonio Founder Lions in Texas appreciated the help of the Brexis County Probation Department and Boy Scout Troop 828 in setting up and taking down about 1,000 folding chairs for each of 2 parades during Fiesta parade season. And finally, in memoriam, past International President Austin P. Jennings has died. He was 91 years old. A Lion for 69 years, he was introduced to Lionism by his father, Selmer Jennings, who was a founding member of the Woodbury Lions in Tennessee. Austin P. Jennings served as a past International President from 1988 to 1989. He organized a sight symposium attended by leaders in ophthalmology, and from that meeting came the program known today as Sight First. He was also a vocal proponent of Lyons KidSite. He received many association awards, including the Ambassador of Goodwill Award, a highest honor bestowed upon members, and he was a multi-level progressive Melvin Jones Fellow. Mr. Jennings also served many years as a Sunday school teacher and superintendent at First Baptist Church in Woodbury. And we've got time for one more feature article titled Cool Kids Turn Up the Heat. When Westmont Lyons in Illinois extend the invitation to come and cook at their red, white, and barbecue on Memorial Day weekend, they mean it. This year, they were especially sincere. 60 competitive barbecue teams from the 11 U.S. states plus Australia fired up their multiple grills for the Lyons' 12th annual event, which is sanctioned by the nonprofit Kansas City Barbecue Society. This year, just for them, Mother Nature preset the oven at 95 degrees and held it there. But as the Lyons under the sweltering sun like to say, these are people who can take the heat. What began in 2007 as a glorified picnic in the park for the Lyons and the JCs, a national civic organization, has become a major annual event for Westmont Lyons and for competitors vying for $20,000 in prize money. Lion Jim Addington, who spearheads the project, says if festival and contest isn't enough to keep hundreds of volunteers busy, the Lions also sponsor a Sunday morning 5K race to the flag that weekend, followed by a pancake breakfast. But it's the grand champion that's coveted the coveted title of the weekend. This year, Tennessee's Rooters and Tooters took home the grand prize, an earthen jug and prize money, although there are no losers at this event. All leftover barbecue from the contest goes down the street to the People's Resource Center food pantry, where Supervisor Hank Anzalone happily receives and distributes the meat to the needy. Lyons also netted about $10,000 for their charities, ending the weekend on a sweet note for everybody. Chicago restaurant owner Dylan Leip has been competing with his team in his Orange Outlaw barbecue bus for 7 years. Why? Because it's fun, he says. It's close to home. It's where all the cool kids are. And we're going to wrap it up today with some Lions Club statistics. 13 is the number of years it took Lion Joe Elisi to raise $100,000 collecting bottles and cans for recycling. 10,000 is the number of LED lights lighting up the wire and rebar Christmas tree made by Stanwood Lyons to top the Stanwood Washington smokestack. And we've run out of time for today's episode of Lion Magazine. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. And again, 919-832-5138. Have a wonderful day.